You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. This is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Anomaly CTO Reuven Cohen. Welcome to the program, Reuven.
Thank you, Allison, for inviting me.
So Anomaly is a lead software provider for cloud computing. Why don't you tell us about your Elastic Computing Platform and what it delivers to cloud providers?
So Anomaly's been a kind of long-time player in the space. We've developed the software over the last 6 years. We actually predate a lot of the major cloud players. The focus of our platform is in some ways quite simple. We enable public cloud service providers to essentially create cloud infrastructures that are provided as a kind of public utility, an on-demand utility. You could think of it similar to that of an Amazon EC2. It's on-demand, virtual machine-based infrastructure provided as a service.
What is the primary value of this software to a cloud provider or a user of cloud computing?
There's a number of different value propositions, and it depends on whether you're a provider, a consumer, and so forth. A large portion of our customers, again, are in the sort of realm of being service providers. So what they're seeing as a service provider today is a kind of shift in the way that service providers, hosting companies, and data centers are providing their capacity. So rather than a sort of static view of I'm providing you a server and you use that server for a given period of time, customers are expecting a more flexible and efficient use of resources in which you're able to scale when an application requires more additional capacity. And that requires a different way to think about how you build an infrastructure to deal with this sudden new way of scaling. So what we really do is provide the tools that allow a service provider to empower their customers in turn. So, again, a customer now has the ability to say, I have a sudden increase for a number of reasons. I can very quickly and granularly add additional capacity and only pay for what I need when I need it and then scale back down again.
When we move to a services model, we look at the need for billing infrastructure and accountability to usage. How do you handle that within your Elastic Computing Platform?
For us, the key is metering. So we meter everything. The obvious things like the amount of network or the amount of storage and so forth. And part of the equation is not just metering it, but setting the quota. So saying how much can a given user actually have access to at a given point and whether that quota is actually based on physical resource limitations or whether that quota is based on practical limitations in terms of I need to add new hardware just in time. So it provides a kind of capacity planning of sorts. But it all basically comes down to the fact that you're paying for what you use, and the ability to pay for what you use comes to the idea of an economic model that says, I only want to buy and use certain amounts at certain periods of time.
When you look at the confluence between software and hardware, what is the importance in terms of optimizing your solutions for different hardware platforms, and what kind of work have you been doing with Intel engineers?
A lot of the collaboration we've been doing lately is around security. And for us, the security is really a question of trust. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the cloud providers are talking about the fact that you can just trust us. So their answer to security is, we're smart, we know how to manage an infrastructure, we can do it better than you can. Which, for most, is an okay answer. But for others, take the U.S. federal government, for example, which is one of our biggest customers, the just trust me cloud doesn't cut it. What you need is trust but verify. And that's where Intel's TXT technology really comes into play.
How does software exploit TXT?
For us, it's about a cryptographic chain of proof. It provides us the ability to cryptographically say that the system hasn't changed from a software point of view. So, for example, when I deploy to a cloud-based environment, I can securely verify that the underlying environment hasn't changed. And there's a few reasons why you'd want to do that. One example is the hypervisor itself paints a picture of the world. It basically says, here's what the hardware is supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is it does what it's supposed to do and makes it look the way you expect it to see it. So if it changes, if it's exploited, there's practically no way to know. So what you need is a secondary process that sits independent of the hypervisor that can verify the integrity of the overall environment. And that's what TXT does, something that can't be altered. It's hardware. It sits on the chip itself and gives you that extra level of assurance.
You know, obviously you guys have delivered a reference architecture as part of the Cloud Builders program. How do you see that being used by your customers in terms of testing and anomaly-based clouds?
It's been really useful for us in the sense that it's always the first thing you send to a new customer. It provides an external validation for us in a lot of ways. You know, because we've worked with your team, you know, people know the caliber of Intel engineers. They know that this has gone through a rigorous test in terms of what the Intel team itself has done to sort of validate our environment.
What's next for Anomaly, Ruben?
We're working on some really interesting stuff. What we've built recently is something called Spot Cloud, which essentially is a marketplace and clearinghouse for unused computing capacity around the globe. It's a central location where you can, one, if you have extra capacity, sell it on a kind of spot market basis on hourly cost. And if you're a buyer looking for capacity on the edge, you can go there and discover providers from any number of different countries, regions, or even on a city basis.
Where can people find out more information about your products?
Well, we have our corporate homepage at anomaly.com, and that's anomaly for an E. And our Spot Cloud project is at spotcloud.com.
Fantastic. Well, Ruben, thank you very much for being on the program. We hope to have you back later in the year.
Very much appreciated. Thank you.